Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, and we need some Republicans to come down here and run Harris County Jail.
Okay, so would you like to give out your opinion?
We need Republicans to come and run Harris County Jail. We don't need any Democrats down here.
Okay, so to make your opinion count, could we do the survey?
Oh, let's go. You don't need my name or anything, right?
No, this is confidential.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. So will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
It depends. It depends on if I get educated on the people that's running. If not, then I'll wait to the general election.
Okay, so the options that we have is definitely vote in primary, probably vote in primary, not vote in Democratic primary.
It depends. So who has my best interest at hand?
Okay, so how should I record that?
It's still in the air. I can be swayed either way.
So probably vote in primary?
You said probably. Oh, probably vote in primary. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, first, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first one is Joyce Chapman.
No, I don't have anything about it.
The options that we have is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I couldn't give you an answer on that because I don't know who that is.
That's fine then. The next one is Sheila Jackson Lee.
Favorable.
Is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yes, yeah, somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Harold Dutton?
Harold Dutton. That's the guy that just beat her, right? That's the new mayor, right?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. There's not much information in the survey. But based on what you know, yeah. Thank you. The next one is Houston Independent School District, or HISD.
Am I favorable of it, or is that what you're asking?
Yes. Oh, we want to know if you feel a very favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. The next one is Danny Norris.
I have no opinion on that person.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one is Clint Danhorn.
Danhorn. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community oppose. Thank you very much. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
Let's see the... What's it? What Joyce Horton? What was the name, sir?
Joyce Chapman.
Probably Joyce Chapman.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, next, here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each of these as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first statement is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans, paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
What was the answer choice?
Yes, we want to know if your reaction to the statement is very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative.
Oh, so you're telling me that he's done these things and you're asking me for my reaction?
Perfect.
Oh, that's positive. Yeah, that's positive. If he's done it, yes, that's positive. Yes.
Is it very positive or just somewhat?
Yes, very positive.
Thank you very much. The next one is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Positive.
Is it very positive or just somewhat?
Just somewhat positive.
Thank you. The next one is, he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
You said he's in support of doctors still being able to give abortions?
Yes, it says... he is fighting against the extreme Republican stance on
abortion. Oh, yes, very, very, very favorable.
Very popular.
And what's his name? Dan Horton?
Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton, okay.
Yes. The next one is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
Very negative.
Thank you. The next one is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid persecution.
Very negative.
Thank you. The next one is, Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Oh, that's okay. He said he plans on stopping it. Mm-hmm. Public education through his voucher. I did read that in the newspaper. If it works. Well, he said people can go to private schools, but I don't think that's going to be enough money. I'm gonna just say it's somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive, thank you. And the last statement is he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
I'm very positive. I mean, yeah, that's very positive.
Thank you very much. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for if the upcoming Democratic primary for State House? If you had to choose today, is it Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Lawrence?
I like the way how you just switch back around and ask me that same question.
Yeah. We need to reconfirm.
Yeah. Right now, I'm going with Dan Horton. That's the name, right? Dan Horton?
Clint Dan Horn.
Dan Horn, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Was that the answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. The first question.
And Dan Horn is the guy you were just asking me the questions about, right?
It was Harold Dutton.
I'm sorry, Harold Dutton. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, Harold Dutton.
Okay, Harold Dutton. Thank
yes.
you very much. Now, could you please
Does
tell
he have
me?
An eye patch? He's the guy with the eye patch?
I'm not sure. I'm not from Texas, yeah. And now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54,
yes.
55? Which one? The
18 and 39.
18 and 39, thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
What's that term they be using now? What do they say? Let the people be, what is that?
This is just for
I identify as American.
Okay.
I identify as a white man.
Oh, thank you very much. To the next question, do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
I identify as an American white man.
Thank you very much. Now, do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Come on, man.